Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. We have a great lineup for you right here on Transformation Talk Radio, the Transformation Network, and the Dr. Pat Show this week. I don't know why my machine is making that noise. That is like a weird sound coming out of this thing. But, you know, welcome to the world of technology. Again, let me just give a shout out. Hello, Mr. Benny. How are you today? I think Benny's okay. He's so busy pushing all the right buttons. Can you hear the noise my machine is making right now? Everybody wants to have a voice. Even my laptop. And my friend says, that's what you get for getting a laptop that has the word alien in its name. You know, if you're going to get a laptop and it's called Alienware, then better live with it. Today joining me is someone I always enjoy speaking with. I'm always just so curious, interested in what she's bringing into the world. Today, I love, love, love the message, and I love what Lynn is bringing forward. For those of you that have watched our promotion of the show, Lynn Andrews is joining me here today. She's the author of more books than I can even remember telling you about. But more than that, you know, a best-selling author becomes a best-selling author because they're tapping into what people want. See, that's a unique gift, to be able to be of service, but also to be on the pulse of what people are yearning for to help them go to that next level in their lives. Today, you know, I am so thrilled to talk with her about this book, right? That book, Acts of Power, Daily Teachings for Inspired Living. And I love having this conversation with her. I know that this is an advanced copy, so this is hot off the press for everybody. If you know anything about Lynn, what you're going to know is that beyond being that best-selling author, you know, this is a woman that has stepped out into the world and, you know, stood firmly in her yes years ago about who she is and what she does. And part of that is in service of all of us. Whether you know her from the acclaimed Medicine Woman series or the Mystery Schools or understanding what it's like to work with her, whether it's through her online academy, maybe you've watched her speak, maybe the counselor of the Whistling Elf, whatever it is, you know the name, Lynn Andrews. Lynn, it's so great to have you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's so good to see you. It's look fabulous.
It's great to be back. You know, it's great to have you back.
Thank you.
And look at us. We just keep ticking.
I know. Isn't that great?
Can I tell you why I love this book? And then I want to ask you about it. I started a show last year, and people really didn't want me to call it that, the show, the name that I had. And I called it Power Up with Dr. Pat, and I used the word power. And there was like, what is that going to be about, Pat? What is that? And I said, it's exactly what it is. It's time for us to power up. And then I get your book, Acts of Power.
Yes.
Where did we learn, Lynn, as women, somewhere along the way, that we should not use the word power?
You know, it's very, very interesting that you mentioned that. when I wrote Medicine Woman, my first book,
yep,
and sent it to Clayton Carlson, who was the head editor at HarperCollins at the time, and he read it and he decided to publish it. And it was really one of the first books. It's not a goddess book, but it is a book talking about female events. And he told me when I went out on book tour, just to make a very long story short, he said, "Now, you're going out on book tour," which I really didn't want to do. It scared me to death at the beginning. And he said, "Whatever you do, don't use the word power." And I said, "But Clayton, this book is about following your dreams, about woman taking her power and manifesting it in the world as something beautiful, as something useful, work, however you want to do that, your family." Oh, no, if you mention the word power, people will become afraid. Isn't that interesting?
It is. And, you know, one of the things I want to talk about is where we are, what we've done to change that script, because I know you've done it. I know that I'm doing it. And I know that what is called for right now are acts of power. They are serious acts of power. And the reason I say that, we're going to go through the book. And I love that you shared that because, you know, part of this is when I think about how we are being called, those of us that have been out here talking, like talk, right? I've been talking for 20 years. Half the time, I'm not even sure what I've been talking about. But but one of the things that I love about this, when I got your book, and it just was so, it almost brought tears to my eyes, because there's an energy for us now to help other people raise up, to stand in their power, even if you don't even understand what the word means, right? But these are acts of power. What I love about what you did is you're not just saying, "Oh, let's just have a conversation. Let's say, get off the couch. Let's do something." But then all your books do that. Let's take a short break. When we come back, not only are we going to talk with Lynn about why this book and why now, and what does this mean to be in this place where you're able to pick up a daily guide, read it, learn from it, and be excited about your life. See, what is that? What are going to be some of the pivotal insights that Lynn has put in this book, Lynn Andrews has put in this book? And by the way, the artwork is just beautiful.
Isn't it?
It's just gorgeous. Thrilled. It's just absolutely stunning. But when we come back, we're going to start with things that you can do, I can do, we can all do, and watch our lives change right in front of us. Like, watch them change. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness, be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Join the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Is your life stressful and unfulfilling? Would you like to make changes, but you don't know how? Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. I'd like to recommend The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer. This is a memoir with questions to help you change your story and live a life that's more pleasing to you. For more information or to purchase this fabulous book, please go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or go to CarlGreer.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. It's so great to connect with all of you again. We are living in extraordinary times. And I had said that, I say that now, and I have to tell you, I'm just going to make this statement, Lynn, and then we can go from there. We are living in extraordinary times, and it seems like I've been saying that since 1969 in the middle of Stonewall riots. So,
wow, yeah.
Is it I'm stuck in the rhythm of these are extraordinary times, or is it time for people like Lynn Andrews to help us know they're extraordinary, but they are not game stoppers? They are not going to stop us. And Lynn, what did you do? We got to get our power on, right?
That's right. Power up.
Let me ask you this. We're going to talk about the book, and I've got some very specific pages I'm going to go to. But what was it inside of you? Now, I know you're a best-selling author. You probably breathe and a book comes out. But this book is a bit different. I've read all your books. I think I have all your books. But this book is really an invitation to act. How did that come to you, and why is that so important now?
It's important now because we're scrambled. Look, we're living through a kind of fear that it permeates not only our society, but the whole world. We're afraid that we might become ill. So, oh golly, maybe I better not go to that meeting. There's too many people there. Should I wear a mask? Should I go out at all? Should I get vaccinations? Do they help, or are they going to turn me into a robot? You know, everybody is so tumbled in their minds. And, you know, to have a successful life, and I'm sure all of your listeners know this, you have to have a point of view, even if it's only for the day. I mean, you can change your point of view. So I thought, you know, people are, they're in resistance. They're kind of going like this in a pushback, but they're also unable to heal that so they can move forward. So I thought, you know, what people really need, what I need even, is you're worried about things and you don't want to go out into the world for your day filled with worry. So I wrote a book that you can turn to the page of the day, and like February 4th, and it says, expand your heart. And then there's a whole description of that. Just, you know, one paragraph, very quick to read, but gives you a new impetus to find beauty in life and to move forward in a way that's creative somehow. Maybe don't know how, but at least if you read these pieces in this book, I worked oh so hard on this.
Yeah.
And the pieces are the parts of the book. Each page is written to give you a real leg up, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I really love two things when I started to look at the book. One of them is I looked at January 1st right out of the gate, right? And I love that. I love that you started with that only because I then looked at January 2nd. And I want to just read January 2nd for people to give people a sense of what an act of power means. And I thought to myself, oh, Lynn is pretty smart again. As usual, she's making us plant the seed. Then she's going to talk to us about the act of power. And so I want to read this from January 2nd. It's an act of power. An act of power is an expression in the world of your true essence. If you don't have an act of power, you can never really see who you are. That is a lot to take in, Lynn.
That's so true. Because an act of power reflects back to you. It creates a mirror. And you look in that mirror. When you do a show, every show you've ever done has created a mirror. And you look in that mirror and you say, yeah, I am, I think, right on. Or you criticize yourself or whatever. But you begin to grow. Because if you don't see who you are, you're not growing.
Yeah.
And there is no such thing as stasis. You're either growing or you're going backwards.
You know, and I was reflecting on where this quote came from. You know, I believe it came from one of your other books. And one of the things that I was really struck by, there are so many of these in here from different people. Some of them are from you. Some of them are from other people. But they're all very, very clear and definitive. I mean, one of the things that I looked at was jumping ahead. I just looked at how you phrase something like be phenomenal. And I'm struck at a point in time where I remember sitting across, this is why I'm bringing it up, because I'm looking at you and you just reminded me of this moment. I just had a flashback. I was sitting across from Gloria Steinem and it was at a corporate event. I have a corporate career history. And I was sitting with the glasses, just like you, right? And she's got a pretty deep voice. And I fumbled a question and I said, what can I do differently in my life? And her answer changed the entire trajectory of my being in that corporate job and where it was going. And she said something as simple as, do something outrageous every day. And what you're inviting us to do is literally take in an act of power that will help us raise up to do something outrageous every day, and also to be phenomenal and take that in. Have we lost our sense of phenomenal for ourselves?
Well, that's a great question. I love that. Yeah, I think so. And I'll tell you why I think so. Because women, by and large, we're speaking as women.
Yes.
And not just for women. But women tend to have a problem, an issue with sticking their head above the crowd. Because when they do, you're afraid your head's going to be lopped off. And people try to do that. It is true. And particularly in our society that is tended to be patriarchal, when you're going through that glass ceiling, so to speak, or whatever they call it now, moving up the corporate ladder when you're becoming a best-selling author. But if you know the word that surprised me, when I first started writing, the CIA was interested in my books, the FBI. And I went, wait a minute, I'm talking about the frailties of myself, autobiographical books with women of power. And they went, I said, does that bother you? And they said, because it changes people. And I thought, oh my God, in other words, growing, becoming more of who you are, becoming more in touch with God, the goddess being, more in touch with nature, more in touch with your own essence, is something to be maybe afraid of if they want to control you in some way, I guess.
Yeah. Well, then they're going to be shocked about August 2nd, right? If that bothered them, watch this. August 2nd. And for those of you just tuning in, Lynn Andrews, very special guest today. I know you all know Lynn. Acts of Power, phenomenal book, Daily Teachings for Inspired Living. And yes, I do jump around. I read them in order, but then I do jump around. I'm one of these people that I'll pick a page, a number out of the air, and then go to that page. Is that okay, Lynn, if I do that?
Perfect.
See, I want to follow the rules. Not so much. Okay, so here we go. They would have scorched the phone lines at this one. Primal power. The primal power of the source of wisdom is held and carried by woman. It takes the receptivity of woman, of the sacred void, to open yourself to the primal power of all things. The womb of Mother Earth gives birth to all women. If we don't keep that a secret, boy, look out.
But you know, it's true.
We do know it's true.
And there's a tremendously powerful female aspect to every man. And for, I think, on a female planet like this, woman teaches man how to live. Mm. And then man teaches woman how to manifest that. If we're on Mars, a male planet,
yes,
then man would teach woman how to live.
Yeah. Wow, that's such an interesting observation about that, right? I mean, there's a reason we say Mother Earth, right? There are a lot of reasons that we do that. But so many of these acts of power that you put in the book are such a beautiful way to invite us to do something that's within our grasp and realm to do. For example, you know, I started a mantra and I started to give thanks in advance. It's one of my January things I just realized I had stopped doing, right? I have a lot of gratitude things. I do a lot of giving back. I do a lot of volunteer work. I mentor women who are in recovery, addiction, and alcohol. But giving thanks in advance, and I was reading about gratitude in here, and you talk about the people of spirit understand each other around the world. And I just thought the power of this. I know that, you know, this is a quote that's Genevieve, I guess, is from
Genevieve, Australia.
Yep. And it's just so beautiful. And if there's one thing I wish we could do, I wish it would be this, and that is giving back. You know, it's connection to Mother Earth is important, how you've honored and given away to her. People of the spirit understand each other around the world. The gods live in the sky. They speak the same language. Power is the rocks and the earth. That means that when we take something from the earth, our mother, we must return that energy in a ceremony with honor. Then the power stays happy and never leaves. Power only leaves when you take and never give back. Isn't that a lesson for our time right now?
Yes. Tremendous lesson and so important. And I think also we're confused back to why I wrote this book in the first place.
Yeah, let's get that straight. Well,
I mean, it's one of the reasons. I think we're all confused. You know, we're getting an avalanche of things that are kind of new to America. You know, saying that we all have to be in our homes and don't go out and don't go to gatherings. And suddenly there's this controlling force that is saying how you can live. And we all did it. And I think that's what kind of scares me, is how easily we dropped into that. And I don't know what to say. I just think with all my heart and soul, yeah, that freedom, the ability to express oneself, whether it agrees with anyone or not, is one of the most precious treasures that we have.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the reasons I wrote this book. You know, take your power. If you feel that you're being, you're in a mob and they're telling you what to think,
yeah,
be careful. You know, decide for yourself if you really actually believe what they're saying or trust what they're saying.
Yeah. I mean, for us as a network, we're an independent network. Yes, we're on other networks, and especially this flagship AMFM network that we're on. And we're very mindful of, and had to be very mindful of, what's the word I want to say? What we're finding is that some of the networks that we're on, outside of the network that, you know, Transformation Talk Radio, the one that I own, outside of that, they are not truly independent. We're independent as we can choose whether or not this goes to Facebook or YouTube or not. We can decide that. But other networks are not. And what I found fascinating is how aware I am, especially when I'm on these other networks. Now, when I do my Power Up show, it's on my network. And I basically, if we don't distribute it to other networks, so well. But I've never in my life, and I found this interesting, and then I got your book, but I had never in my life felt like I was walking on eggshells about what I should say or could say more than I am now. And I had to stop for a minute and ask myself, Pat, how did you get here? What have you traded or negotiated or compromised that you need to really rethink in 2022? But I wonder if I'm alone with that. You know, I wonder if I'm alone. I don't think I am, or you wouldn't have written this book. I'm going to take a short break. When we come back, acts of power that allow you to be all of that, you know, to be that power that fully expresses and that fully does, to be that person that doesn't forget the dream, but understands the dream is that which does not harm, but is so receptive to creating transformative change. When we come back, we're going to talk with Lynn about 2022 and how she addresses renewal, and release in this amazing book. Stay tuned, everybody. And by the way, if you want to call in 1-800-930-2819, and you want to pick a date of the year, I will read something to you from that date. And then you can talk to Lynn about what that means for you, because that's what she does. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara Company. I've been using the Volara Company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. You know, I did a lot of reflecting this weekend, and I always prepare for shows. People say, you've been doing it so long. You probably don't read the books. I read everybody's book. Hello. I'm just saying. Because as a kid, it was my disability. It was my disability that I couldn't read and I couldn't write. And I couldn't speak either. I stuttered. So there, I had the trifecta of being a teenager. You can't read, you can't write, and you can't speak.
No.
But I really? No, I swear. Yeah. But that trifecta taught me something. I have an appreciation of books, and I honor everybody I have on the show by reading them. Lynn Andrews is one of those people early on I got to meet. And if you take a look at the body of work that Lynn has done and is even doing today, this book called Acts of Power is not going to surprise you. So I want to make sure you all know how to find out about Lynn, because it's not the only thing that Lynn does. I mean, you can play. You can go and play with Lynn. You can have private sessions with Lynn. I'm going to talk to Lynn about helping me with the book, so I'm going to schedule that. But I love this. Ancient teachings for a modern world. That's why I am in the top 1% of the people that love the new movie Eternals. That's exactly why. Ancient teachings for a modern world. But when you take a look at Acts of Power, it's her newest book, January 18th. Is that still the release date, Lynn?
Yes.
That's like, oh, so we're like, we got the scoop. Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you, Devra, for doing that, and Linda. And I want to just give Ursula a couple of kudos, Lynn, as the artwork person for the book. How do people get a copy of the book now? And they find out about you by going to lynnandrews.com, correct?
Correct. Or okay. It's at Amazon. It's on my website. We have a store on the website. And you can get the book there. It's all the bookstores now.
Yeah. And when you go to Lynn's website, here's what I want to say, and you hop over to that online store, you're going to find a number of things here. You're going to find probably I have one. I don't even know if Lynn has this anymore, but I think I have one of the original publications by you. And I don't even know what year that was, but I could look it up, because I don't know, Lynn, what I don't know about things. I'm not somebody that grew up in this arena. I'm a kid from the Bronx. But when I was bottomed out in my life and didn't know if I would have a life, I had to make a decision. Your books, your services help people just like they're going to help our friend Charlene today on the phone. Mm-hmm. Benny, let's go to Charlene. Hi, Charlene. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Dr. Pat. Hello, Lynn.
Hello.
So I have a date picked.
Okay. Now, I have an advanced copy of the book, and I'm hoping it's the same, but it doesn't matter. You want to tell me the date, and then I will, Lynn, I could read it or you could read it, but you're going to work with Lynn on this, Charlene. Okie dokie.
Okie dokie.
So,
okay,
what's the date?
April 15th.
April 15th. What is that, Pisces?
April 15th.
Ooh, that was one on my list. But Lynn, you got it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Are you?
It's up to you. You want to?
You go ahead.
Okay, we'll tag team wrestle. You could tell what my upbringing was about, right? April 15th, Charlene, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
And then Jacob and Olivia, if you'll just pull this reading out, we can post it separately for people. April 15th, eyes of a rock. I am saying that rocks can see you. Rocks are in the mind of the Great Spirit. If you had eyes like the stones, you could explore the universe and both the future and the past. Yes. You could go back into ancient times. If I were to tell you that the stones have seen all of knowledge, to you, it would sound absurd. Yet, that is true. And they are waiting to reveal their secrets. These are rocks that have eyes that can show you treasures more precious than anything you've ever seen. Agnes Whistling Elk, and that was from Flight of the Seventh Moon. Oh, my God.
That's something.
Oh, my God. Charlene, thank you for that. Wow.
Thank you.
So let us help you with meaning of that for you, okay? I'm going to let you talk to Lynn about it, if you don't mind. What does that sound like to you, Charlene? What do you get out of that? And again, it was a brief reading. It's quite powerful.
To me, all that is it just reminds me of the fact that all that is eternal. Like the rocks, they transform, they transmute, but they've been here for forever.
Mm-hmm. So what does that say about you, Charlene? How does that relate to you?
For me, it's a feeling of oneness with the universe.
Yes, and there is no beginning and no end kind of feeling. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, what if they were to reveal a secret? It says that is true, and they are waiting to reveal their secrets.
Yep.
What would be a secret that you think they might hold for you?
What would be a secret that they might hold for me?
Because you have an inkling of it, I can tell.
Yeah.
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 that I am truly loved by all that is.
Yes.
That is powerful, isn't that, Charlene? And you know, let me invite
you
to do
something. It is so powerful.
Yeah. Let me invite you to do something today, because that reading you picked is going to get like thousands of people. I can just feel the energy right now. But it is it is such a powerful reading and message that it invites you to think of the question. See, that's what Lynn just said, to think of the question. And I always have to go to Spirit, and I have to ask Spirit, what is it you want to reveal to me? What is it, perhaps a secret I'm unaware of, but I'm holding so close to my heart? Am I afraid of the secret? Is it something that is going to be protected by, you know, the stone people? Is there going to be something that gets revealed that talks about perhaps an ancient connection I have, and what will I learn from that ancient connection? Is there something that will help me understand more about the eyes of a rock and what they've been watching? What they've been watching, Charlene, right? What they've been watching and inviting you to step into. How about you consider that?
Yes.
Awesome. Now, thank you, Charlene. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to continue to talk about this for a minute, because this was so powerful that after I was done reading and you asked her that question, two things hit me. I have a name that I was given on my first vision quest. And everybody got these fancy names. Everybody got like Eagle something. And then it came my turn in the medicine wheel, right? In this, I know, right? And then we go around, it came my, and I told my story of what happened to me in the desert and how I got lost because I saw a tree in the desert, in a rock. Now, if you've ever been in a desert, you do not have trees in rocks. I'm not talking about a sagebrush. I'm like talking like a tree in the desert. So I followed it, and I followed it disregarding every guidance that Sedona gave me. I didn't look back. I didn't look at where the sun was. Just like I always do, I beelined it. And in the desert, you're never beelining it. You see, it's not flat. You go up, you go down, you go up. Okay, I got there. So my name was called Rock Tree. That was my name.
Rock Tree. That's Rock Tree. Great.
Everybody got a fancy name, and I get Rock Tree. And I thought about it because I had learned something in the rock. I got lost in a desert. And I had to depend on the rock to guide me back. And all of my fear. So when you ask that question about the secret, what is the secret? What do we want to learn? My Achilles heel has always been doubt. And it's so interesting that while you were talking to Charlene, that thing popped up again for me.
The doubt?
Doubt. Now, I don't doubt how good I am as a ping pong player. That I don't have any question mark about. But doubt is the enemy of powering up, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I don't know that that came through just for me. I think there is an energy of doubt that's happening for a lot of people. And I think that one of the things you've done in this book has allowed us to move beyond doubt, not enoughness, fear, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Good enough.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Was that your vision for this book, Lynn?
Yes. This book and all of my books. Well, I've had this wonderful gift of being taught by women of power. And being able to manifest that through my writing, through various aspects of my life. And I want to be able to share that nucleus with everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, the fact that it is possible to make your dreams come true. And this is how I did it. And you can follow along with me and with all my frailties and so forth, which is kind of like everybody else. We've all got them, you know, but we don't want to talk about them. And I go ahead and talk about them in my books. And I still cannot imagine why in the beginning people were so upset about my simple books. You know, here I am, a woman who wants to share something extraordinary that's happened to her. And people just, I don't know, they just went crazy in the beginning. Then everything caught up. A lot of other writers out, and then it was fine. But I thought, I'm just talking about my frailties. Why in the world would that upset you? I'm talking to an elder Indian woman, a Native American woman, you know, in the north of Canada in an old shack, and you're upset? I don't know.
Yeah, it's an interesting question, but you know what? It didn't stop you.
Oh, no.
It didn't stop you. And see, that's what I love about you. Even from the very first deck of cards I got of yours. And, you know, I remember, I still have them, and Linda and I use them all the time. And that is the Sacred Vision Oracle cards. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that you've helped so many of us with is learning how to stand. See, if you can stand, you can learn how to stand taller. If you can mm-hmm. learn how to stand taller, you'll put your shoulders back. You'll hold your head up high. And see, that's the way in the world we've done. We've all stood on your shoulders. Mm-hmm. That's what we are meant to do right now. For I work with women mostly, one or two men, but that's really the hardest thing for us to do right now, is to remember that we have the ability to stand tall and to stand on all the shoulders of those that have come before. I wanted to ask you your choice for today. If there was one you wanted to read that we could leave everybody with today.
Well, what is the date today?
Today is the 17th. Of January.
Of January, yes. You have to remind me where I am.
Yeah, I have to remind myself right there. I totally lost it for a minute. I had to think about 17th. That. Yep. Oh, yeah, I read this today. This is a good one.
It's called The Shadow Shield. If you repress your natural instincts, whatever they may be, they create a shadow self. It's part of your shadow shield. The darkness, how that instinctual nature is expressed or suppressed, and what you have allowed yourself to do in ceremony to heal it depends on many things, such as on your history, your spirit history. So what she's saying, what Soyla, who is a woman of high degree from Southern Mexico and the Yucatan, is that we never look at the shadow. We tend to look at only the light, forgetting that darkness defines the light and that light defines the darkness. So it's part of your shadow shield, the darkness. We make shields. I ask people to make shields, and it helps them to discover four aspects of their original nature, having to do with the South, which is manifestation, the child. In the West is woman, your sacred dream. In the North is spirit, your relationship to the divine. And in the East is your rationale. What do you really think about this? Does it make sense? Is it important to continue? And the sacred clown is there as well. Always making fun of whatever it is you do.
Oh, I'm telling you, I had a dose of that clown. but part of the clown is also, I mean, you know, the second other totem that I was given in the circle was the coyote. And I still haven't gotten over that. But I understand the coyote. And I understand how wise the coyote is. Right?
Oh,
yeah. I learn more every time the coyote shows up than I can imagine. But what I'm learning from this book and from you at this point in time, and it's no mistake that Charlene's date, that card about Eyes of Rock, and then the Shadow Shield are so interrelated.
Aren't they?
Yeah. Because we can learn so very, very much. And I think that if we were not meant to act in this world, we would not have been given the ability to do so.
I think you're right.
And you're guiding us to know that we can have acts, and they're acts of power. And I want to ask you this in the last minute, couple of minutes we have left. My sense is it's time for us to own this, to own our power, which we didn't read today, but to also own the acts of power that we're willing to take. What are your thoughts? And thank you so much, Lynn, for joining us today. Lynn Andrews, everyone, go to lynnandrews.com. What are your thoughts about owning our power?
I think it's one of the most difficult things for a woman to do. I think men have a much easier time with that. There are a lot of accolades for that. But for a woman, she has to really have her intent, which is around her navel area. That's her power center. And she has to hone her intent, make sure that she defines her goal. You know, what is that really that I'm trying to do? If I write a book about Be Here Now, then you go into the thought that nothing is ever enough. If you don't accept right at this moment how magnificent you are.
Yeah.
And if you don't, there will always be a sense of longing. And you may die with that longing, even if you're very famous and invincible, a healer or whatever. If you don't accept yourself and see the miracle that you are, then it doesn't mean much.
Yeah. Lynn, thank you so much for today. I hope you'll come back. For those of you out there, go over to Lynn's site, lynnandrews.com. And when you get over there, you'll see that there is a way for you to connect with Lynn. But more importantly, take a look at the community she's created. Take a look at the sacred forums. Take a look at all of this in the spirit of your own personal journey for acts of power. LynnAndrews.com. Lynn, thank you so very, very much for everything.
Oh, darling, thank you. And I should have mentioned my event. All of you, you too, come to the event in May in Laguna. It's the Wisdom of the Sea. And it's to be very special.
And when is that in Laguna? When is that, May?
May. Okay. Middle of May, 16th, something like that.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, actually, yeah. If they go to your website, it's right here. It's May 19th to the 22nd. It's Sand and Surf Resort Laguna Beach. Lots of information. All you have to do is go to Lynn's website and go to the events calendar. It's right there. Lynn, thank you so very much for everything. Again, fantastic to connect with you. Happy New Year.
You're fabulous. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Benny, Olivia, Jacob, Kent, thank you. We're going to take a short break. We're not done yet. We'll be right back.